Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Every day will be Sunday. My Lord,
God bless you tonight. This is Bible study. We want to talk about God. Thank you, man.
What I want to say to you tonight, all you have to do is go to God, and God will do the rest for you.
I'm praying for you, Deborah Ann. Praying for you, Mona. Praying for you, Samisa.
And I'm praying also for those that call me.
And then they call myself. For God is able. And I want to say to you tonight, I want you to read tonight Psalms 109 that I've written for you. And I haven't heard Mary to read the scripture for me. Let me see if Mary on.
I can't hear you. I can't understand you.
The eighth chapter song.
The eighth chapter song? What is he talking about?
The eighth verse
of what?
Psalm.
Psalm 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get it.
Okay. You had to call me earlier.
I gave it to you.
Psalms chapter 8. That's what I told him to read.
Walk around.
Okay. How many verses?
Sister Arnaz Andrew.
How many verses?
You got it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, read it out.
Okay, here I go. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemies and avengers. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever pass through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
God, Jesus got the whole world in his hand.
And I want to play that tonight.
I want to play Jackson.
Sing that. Before she sing it, I want to talk about all the killing going on.
And In Chronicles, if my people are called by my name, I'm going to set them free. And traveling, maybe we can wave out of here the land. But he got the whole world in his hand.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
I believe I'm a I'm gonna stand right your way, joyful if I'm in a crowd, if I'm alone, on the street.
My head is just she ain't stopped playing yet. After she got to Chicago, she began to sing her song. And as she was singing her song, it was, I think the name of the song, I got the whole world in my hand. I think that's what to her. Number one song. And she sung that the whole world in my hand. When she was singing, I got the whole world in my hand. And at that time, when she was singing that song, so much went on.
You know my
Amen.
and the power of action of the cover. Still gets around. It is a kind of overreflex on the threat. That is the Negro crying. The Negro is crying. He is crying out of the criminal integrity. They never stop to realize that no other group slain in America before. The people who say this never stop to realize that the nation made the black man in color. But beyond this, they never stop to realize the death. That they all in 1863, the Negro was told they couldn't look at the result of humanity and progress. He was to make that freedom meaningful. It was something like keeping a person in prison for a number of years. Suddenly, the Southern government just go up to him and say, no. But you don't give him any bus fare to get to town. You don't give him any money to get some food to go on his back to get him. Yet this is the very thing that our nation did to black men. They said, you're free. I've seen it in Latin America, I've seen it in I've seen this in Asia. I remember some years ago, I never will forget friends, it was a marvel of the great ladies in the meet and come with these experiences will remain near to me as long as the Lord will remember. But I say to you this morning, my friends, I will those who kill them.
Thank you. Yeah. come to feel that life is a long and desolate corridor with no exit sign. We're going to bring children and adults and old people, people who've never seen a doctor or a dentist in their lives. We're not coming to engage in any histrionic gesture. We're not coming to tap Washington. We are coming to demand government to address itself to the problem of poverty. We read one day, came out with its report just a few days ago.